Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and not with me today for you regular listeners is Ashley because she is out sick, not feeling well, but we have a great pinch-hitting co-host. Now, I'm right across from the Met Stadium. That I got to pull in a baseball reference. So with me is?
I don't know if that's even a like positive introduction, but Jessica Parrish.
Very good guest co-host Jessica Parrish,
hitter
CEO. Hey, there's some very good pinch hitters. The CEO of the CEO and president, I apologize, of the United Way of St. Lucie County. Thank you, Jessica, for filling in. You got some big shoes to fill, but I know that you're more than capable. How's that? Is that better? Am I getting better at this?
I will take that.
All right. So welcome to the show that's all about connecting the listeners to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, myself at the Children's Services Council, and I think I can safely say this, Jessica, we are not radio show professionals.
No.
But what we do for our community, at least at the Children's Services Council and to an extent the United Way, and we'll talk about that in a second, but real quick at the Children's Services Council, we do five things for our community, and those five things are: one, making sure every baby is a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors by offering programs and resources available for all families. Now, I'm going to pause right there because I say that in every show, and I'm hoping our longtime listeners are saying it and counting along with us. But the United Way, who also provides resources for the community, you yourself have, is it four or three priorities? Four priorities. Do you want to name those four priorities?
Yep. So basic needs, which is access to food, shelter, clothing, basic necessities for every human's life. Education, which could be from early childhood education all the way to career and technical education. Then we have financial stability, which is really lifting individuals up out of poverty and becoming stable financially. And then health, which includes everything and anything health-wise, physical, dental, mental, everything health-wise for cradle to grave. Can I say that?
Absolutely. And you offer, similar to us, we provide programs and resources for all families, and you do the same in those four categories. And you, if anyone's listening, they want quick access. The best way to learn about resources and things that are going on is clearly to listen to this radio show and or podcast. But if you want to, you know, kind of like Sean, I got a lot of stuff going on. I can't wait every week to find out something new. I want to know now. You can clearly go to our website, which is the acronym for Children's Services Council St. Lucie County. So it is www.cscslc.org. You can find all of our programs and all that's going on there, as well as I would encourage everybody to follow us on Facebook because we post on there nearly every day, including the activities and sponsorships that we do on the community for Family Fun Days. We're recording right now on a Wednesday, July 6th. And John from our office is at the Unity in the Community event, for example, while you and I are recording this show. So I say how we people can find our programs, and they can also find your programs at?
Our website is uwslo.org. And then also they could follow us on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Got a little new thing there. And it used to be UWSLC, but it's UWSLO because you're not just the United Way of St. Lucie County anymore.
We are not. We actually expanded into Okeechobee. So we are United Way of St. Lucie and Okeechobee now.
So if you're tuning in to 104.5 The Flame this Sunday at 10 a.m. and you happen to live in Okeechobee, bonus for you. You'll learn about the resources at the United Way. So, you know, I almost called you Ashley. Jessica, you know, what we are notorious about on this radio show, besides, you know, not being really that good at it, but having fun, is because we pre-record, because it's really, really hard to get a guest on a Sunday, right? So we pre-record, and we always forget about the holiday that's coming up that weekend. So our show last week, we forgot to wish everybody a wonderful, happy 4th of July. So we're going to, similar to what we did with Mother's Day and Father's Day, we're going to wish everyone a belated Independence Day. We hope you had a good time. Hope you spent it with family. Hope you were safe. Hope you have all your fingers from fireworks. No burn marks from those sparklers. I can remember growing up, and I think I still have a couple of scars from sparklers. But hopefully everybody had a good, safe holiday, enjoyed our nation, but also enjoyed family and friends.
Have you seen that trick with the sparklers where you take like a red Solo cup and you put a hole in the bottom and you stick the sparkler through it and you hold it through the Solo cup?
Oh,
I've done that with my kids, and then they don't get the sparks on their hands.
You know, when I was growing up, I'm older. When I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, they're just like, yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll survive. Just go.
We played with M80s and all that stuff. Yeah, it's amazing. I got fingers.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
All right. So before we jump to our guest, do you have any announcements you want to mention?
Oh, so yes. You're catching me off guard here. Like, I'm not mentally, I'm frazzled. We have our back to school bash coming up. So United Way runs a Tools for Schools St. Lucie program, which provides free school supplies to public school teachers. Once a month, they can come and shop at our store. So during the month of July, we're looking and reaching out to businesses and organizations that are interested in hosting a supply drive to help us stock the store, essentially for our back to school bash. So every year we hold a back to school bash, which is usually the week before school starts. So this year it's going to be August 1st through the 6th, where we open up the store to every single public school teacher to be able to get supplies in preparation for the first day of school. So we are soliciting volunteers to help during that bash, and then also businesses and organizations to host a supply drive.
Very cool. And they can find all that information out on your Facebook page as well as your website?
Our website, yep. Or they could call if they're interested in volunteering or hosting a drive. They could call our office at 772-464-5300 and speak to Jeff Howard, our Director of Collaborative Impact.
That's very cool. And we'll talk. Well, actually, we're pre-recording the show a couple of weeks ahead. So I have a feeling that we've already talked about this on a previous show, but it's a great thing that you've done for United Way, has done for many, many, many years. And you've kind of streamlined the process and fine-tuned it along the way. And I would encourage everybody, if you're a business or an individual and you want to give back to the community, when you're out school shopping for your own kid, pick up some extra supplies, go to Amazon possibly, or just give money to the United Way, or just as importantly, volunteer on those days. It's not outside, folks. I mean, part of it is you go deliver to the car, but I've done it a few times. The rest of it's inside. Trust me, this is something you need to know. People can't see this because we're a video, but I made the mistake of going to a 4th of July pool party. And I put suntan lotion on once, not realizing you had to keep reapplying. And I am completely burnt. And so I say all that because it's hot out, right? Like it's 96 degrees. And if you're going to volunteer, if you can, volunteer inside.
Well, this is 100% indoors. So there is no delivery to cars this year. That was just because of COVID protocols and things like that.
Even
so
better.
Teachers will actually be coming into the store to shop this year.
Oh, so even better.
It's 100% in the air conditioning.
Even better. So if you're if you're listening on your way to church, maybe talk to your congregation and get a whole group to come out and support the United Way. And again, just go to their website at www.uwslo.org or call Perfect. Jeff Howard at 772-464-5300.
Awesome.
You know, you know, of all the numbers, you know, in cell phone days now, it's hard to memorize a number, right? Because but your number and a couple other providers always have your number memorized from years and years ago of calling. So, all right, we're going to let in our guests. We're waiting patiently you know, people don't realize
this. In the green room.
In our green room.
We should call it the green room, Sean.
You know, we do this show on Zoom and we put people in the waiting room. And we call it the green room. And I've heard that there's plenty of food and there's like M&Ms and drinks back there. I've never been in it before, but I'm sure it's glorious. But joining us today, we have kind of a fun partnership. They're going to talk about how they come together to serve our community, which is very exciting. And our guest is sharing a stage with somebody. I like that. All right. So we have with us Angela from Cleveland Clinic and Lisa Hatch from Hands of St. Lucie, who she's also has a guest. But you guys have come together kind of like peanut butter and chocolate. You've come together to form something great in the form of, I don't know where I'm going with this, but you have a partnership. You have a great event coming together. But before we get and talk about the event, I thought it'd be maybe good for you guys both to talk about what you do at your respective agency and then how you came together. And then we'll talk about this wonderful event. So we'll start with Angela. Angela, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I know how to pronounce your last name.
I was going to ask, why didn't you say her last name?
Is it Aluso?
It's Alicio, but thanks, Sean.
This is why I don't say it. I just went with Angela. Jessica called me out. Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome. Anytime. I got you.
A lot of people do that. I'm used to it. I had a feeling that's why you avoided it, but we're thrilled to be here today. And Sean, so I'm the community engagement coordinator for Cleveland Clinic Martin Health. And most of what I do is working on our community health needs assessment, trying to make sure that really the money and time that we're investing back into the community really aligns with our health needs assessment that we conduct every 3 years and the health priority areas that are targets and focus areas for us. And a big part of that is working with other nonprofits in both communities in Martin and St. Lucie County. And that is where the Hands Clinic of St. Lucie County comes in. So Lisa, do you want to tell us?
Like a great segue. Yeah, go for it, Lisa.
So I'm Lisa Hatch. I'm the executive director of the Hands Clinic. We provide free care to individuals between the ages of 18 and 64 who are St. Lucie County residents who are uninsured, who meet income guidelines. So normally we don't do a lot of things with children. We do work a lot with children's parents, but this is Dr. Nancy Harris, who is from Florida Atlantic University, and she also became part of the partnership.
I'm a longtime family nurse practitioner, healthcare provider, have done a lot of pediatrics and a lot of sports physicals. And so I am really honored to be able to partnership with Angela and with Lisa on this project to promote health in the youth of St. Lucie County.
Thank you.
So it's kind of cool that you guys all came together, and I just want to give a shout out to both organizations. Hands Clinic, obviously, serving the need of those families that don't have insurance, but are above the income threshold for, you know, the Medicaid and Medicare and so on. And I also want to give a big shout out to Angela, because we had the pleasure to get to meet Angela during the pandemic. Well, closely working with Angela during the pandemic when all the funders got together. And, you know, everybody thinks of Cleveland Clinic as obviously a, you know, first-class medical institution, but they do so much more in the community. And it's people like Angela that's working with everybody to make that happen. So welcome all of you. And Dr. Harris, I think we met at an event, I believe, right?
Yes, we did. We have.
Yeah. You know, that event, you know, when it was only 88 degrees, now it's 96. That's how I know it was a few months ago.
Right, exactly.
So let's talk about this event that you guys are all working together on, because it's huge for our community, particularly when we talk about the young people as they get ready to go back to school. So who wants to start off about talking about this? First of all, how did you guys all come? Can I ask that question? How did you guys come together for this community health fair?
So take that, Angela, or you want to talk about it?
I will take it. We recently got a new president at Tradition Hospital, Dr. Sasadar, and he's really invested in the community and wanting to give back. So something I've done for many years in Martin County is to have a community health fair, but we've never done one in St. Lucie County. So this was new territory. We wanted to show St. Lucie County and all the residents some love. So I started thinking about when we could do this, where we could do it. And actually, Roxy from CareBag approached me saying she wanted to do something like this. And I thought, what a great way for us to all join forces and really come together so we can make it something special for the community, for both children and adults. And immediately, I wanted to work with Lisa from the Hands Clinic because I know all the amazing work that she's doing. And I thought it would bring something really special. And she brought Dr. Harris on board for us to add even more of a benefit for all the students going back to school. So that's kind of how this beautiful process started. And we're really excited, especially the hospital is really excited. Because this is going to be our first time, and we have a lot of our caregivers that live in St. Lucie County that have been waiting for something like this to happen. So we're looking forward to it.
you know, next year, Angela, when you do this, you're going to come on the show and you're going to say, the people in Martin County want us to do something, and, you know, because we're always doing everything in St. Lucie. We're going to switch this trend. Lisa knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
All right. So talk about the Community Health Fair. I have the flyer here. It's Sunday, July 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm going to let our listeners going to pause for a second. Make sure you write this down. Sunday, July 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Church of God Seventh Day, which is in Port St. Lucie, 4051 Southwest Savona Boulevard. But talk to us about why you chose this location and everything that's going to be happening at this Community Health Fair.
The location actually was chose originally by Roxy. And one of the reasons why she chose it is because she is associated with that church, but because not a lot of community events happen in that area. It's just, if you're talking about underserved, that's the area.
So it's a good location.
It is a very good location.
A lot of families, a lot of young people.
A lot of people that could benefit. My thought on events and whatnot is that if you throw a health fair and only 25 people show up and 10 of them are volunteers, we didn't accomplish anything today. So you have to really give great incentives to get people to come. So if every child that plays sports, I understand Dr. Harris could speak to this better, but 3 years old and up, those 3 year olds playing soccer have to get a sports physical. There's not an insurance in the world that covers them. They range in price between $70 and $150. With the world the way it is and paying for gas, as said the other, Dr. Harris convinced me that I wouldn't sleep well at night if I didn't help provide sports physicals so that children can still continue to participate in sports. So that's how we got Dr. Harris on board.
Studies have shown that children who participate in athletics and coordinated sports activities do better in school, their social lives improve, their psychological health is much better. There just are lots of studies that show the importance of organized athletics for our young people. And as Lisa mentioned, affordability is a big issue, particularly now. I am a professor at FAU. I think we mentioned that. And I teach nurse practitioner students. And I have 15 students that are really eager to come and participate in this event. They're all nurses already, have been nurses for many years. And we are really going to do very thorough sports physicals, perhaps more thorough than what a child might get at some other facility, because we're going to include some patient education and with these students, proper hydration, cancer screening, because I have so many students that are going to be there, we're all going to assume different roles. The students at this age, a lot of times don't see a pediatrician for many years. They get their vaccines and then they don't go unless they're sick. So we're meeting a gap where we have young people who don't get medical attention. So we're going to have an opportunity to really give them a thorough cardiac screen, as well as a skin derm screen, educate them about skin cancers. One of the interesting things that happens is typically scoliosis, which most of us know is a curvature of the spine. That doesn't appear until, early teenage years. And that can go undetected if it hasn't been screened for. Early screening for scoliosis can bring about measures that can correct that issue. But a child who continues to grow with a slight curvature of the spine can have a lot of issues as an adult. So there's a lot of good screening that we're going to be doing.
So that's awesome, because I have a daughter that will be trying out for volleyball. So we just went through a sports physical. We just did it.
Oh,
you know, because
$70.
It happens. Her packet has to be in and approved before August 1st. But I would say the sports physical that she had done maybe lasted 5 minutes. It was just, how are you feeling? How's it going? How much do you weigh? Okay, here you go. Bend over. Let me check your spine. Check, sign. Here you go. And there's your form. And we were out probably in 15 minutes, even waiting. So it's great that you're going into that much detail, especially the cardiac side, because we saw with Jessica Clinton here locally, issue with the cardiac and going undetected as an athlete because she was a cheerleader. So that's great.
Yes, there's very specific ways that you need to auscultate for cardiac issues. Mm-hmm. Family history is also very important. So we're going to have our own unit of providers that are going over that family history form and really diving in deeper. You know, is there a family history of sudden cardiac death in a younger person? And maybe if we can identify someone who is in a risk category, then we can refer them to the Jessica Clinton screening that will be later in the year.
You know, I'll share this, and Angela and Jessica won't understand this, but Lisa and Dr. Harris will. When I was in gym class in middle school, they just lined us all up and stared at us for like 10 seconds and said, go. And I remember they were checking for scoliosis. And I remember they checked me and they're like, wait a minute. And they're like, oh, go ahead. Long story short is I have scoliosis. I have a rotated spine and scoliosis that never got checked. And so now that I'm older, I have hip and nerve issues because of it. So it's good that you guys are thoroughly checking it. And I should have been 6'5", by the way. I'm only 6'2". If it wasn't that curve, I could have been playing basketball. I'm joking. But all right, so you got that. And by the way, I also heard you say the health screens. I coach 7 to 9 year olds in basketball. I can't imagine. You said 3 year olds playing soccer. Yes. I can imagine being the coach for that.
I was just like, old when I learned that. And I was just like, it just like, I'm glad I'm working with Dr. Harris, but this hole just getting deeper and deeper for me. And I'm like, oh, I do 18 to 64. But this is valuable and it's worthwhile. So
we're so lucky that Dr. Harris is doing these. And Sean, we also have some really cool other things we're doing for PEDS. So dental sealants, Light of the World, has been awesome. Lisa was able to get Lori and her team to do pediatric dental sealants. My pediatric team will be doing blood pressure, hearing, and vision. We have a dyslexia screenings from Love to Read. So we have some great things in addition to that. And then we have car seat checks, which are huge because they're going to be doing free car seat checks on site for anyone that comes through, and they'll be able to do that in a drive-through.
That's very cool. And you know, that car seat check is huge because I bet most people are driving around without their car seat properly
installed. They're not the easiest to do.
No, trust me.
And I just stand there with the car seat.
Yeah.
I can remember getting when my kids were young, getting it put in right. And then someone's like, oh, you need to move the car seat. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that because it took too long to get it right. Climb around it. You'll be fine. So, all right. So on July 31st, again, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Treasure Coast Church of God Seventh Day, we'll post this on our Facebook page at 4051 Southwest Savona Boulevard in Port St. Lucie. I see on the flyer you have pediatric health screenings, which Angela just talked about, adult health screens, so adults can come and get screened as well.
Yes.
Sport physical, HIV, STD screens, COVID vaccinations.
And the good news is I'm giving out money to anybody, $50 gift cards to anybody who's been boosted or vaccinated since February of 2022.
Bring your card.
You're supposed to bring your card, but I got a program. I just happen to come into some money and I'm allowed to say thank you for getting your vaccine or vaccinate. So we'll be doing both.
Yep. Oh, very nice. Very nice. And that includes boosters and first times and all that stuff.
First times of the whole thing, February 2022 and beyond. And I can do them right there if you want to get boosted or anything.
And I think we all have personal experience right now with someone who has very recently gotten COVID and it's not fun. So it's really important if you haven't had that booster to get one.
So real quick, because I got a doctor in the house, I have to ask this. I've been vaccinated and boosted once, and I was told to wait for the second booster until it gets closer to fall. While I was waiting, I got COVID. So would you recommend a second booster at this point?
I understand the rationale for waiting. However, I do know people that fit in the same category who waited and got COVID and were miserable for a week or 10 days. So it wouldn't hurt to get that booster.
So Sean, call them and I'll give you $50. You can pick Wawa, Walmart, all these Republicans.
I want more. You just said you came into some money. I want more than $50. I'm just kidding.
Did yours last that long, Sean? Was it a week?
Yeah, mine. It was weird, and I don't mean to turn this into COVID talk, but literally, I had every symptom minus the sore throat, but everything else I had: high fever, aches. Check it all on the. It was like magically on the sixth day, it all went away. Yep. Now my wife got it as well. She didn't have it as bad, but hers is kind of lingering longer than mine. So
my daughter had it, and it lasted 4 days, and she was fine.
Wow. Yeah, but trust me, it wasn't fun. And if you can avoid it, folks, please avoid it. Because it
was horrible. It's scary.
Yeah. All right. So so we also, as Lisa just mentioned, you have raffle prizes and giveaways, including a chance to win $100 and $150, $100 gift card and $50 gas card, which is huge. A gas card, that'll get you 3 gallons, but that's huge. I'm joking. I'm full of jokes today. All right.
So we've got a lot of the gas cards, and we're going to have some great raffle prizes. And Sean, you know, one of the things we really talked about is we're doing these awesome pediatric screenings, but we wanted to make sure that the adults had something as well. So some of the screenings for adults will be doing height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, balance, lung cancer, stroke, A1C levels, and Walmart is actually going to do our medication review. So they'll have a pharmacist on site. What's great about that, a lot of people don't think about it, but if you are going to different doctors and they're not all reviewing the medication, you want to make sure that it's not combative. It's working all together. Everything is safe and in the right dosage. So we'll be
Through that too, Angela, because my daughter is on 2 prescription meds and then she has to have oral surgery. Completely different doctor. So they wanted to prescribe her something and it counteracts with her other 2 prescriptions. So I was like, nope. But I had to take the extra step and find that doctor to review all of it together because they're not talking.
Right. So we're going to be doing that on site. And, you know, one of the biggest things, Sean and Jessica, I think, is all of this is free. So there's no charge for anything that we are doing on that day. We just want people to come out and really have access to all the wonderful things we're doing.
So again, it's Sunday, July 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Treasure Coast Church of God Seventh Day, which is on 4051 Southwest Savona Boulevard in Port St. Lucie. I have to ask before we head off, all that stuff, pediatric health, adult health screening, sports physical, COVID, car seat checks, raffle prizes, STD screenings, all of it there. No registration, just show up. So if somebody's thinking about coming and they're like, well, you know, like, what's it going to be like when I go? Do they just get out of their car and say, I'm here for, and check off whatever they're here for? Or how's it going to work?
They park, and then I have some awesome volunteers that will take their information and show them where to go if they're needing sports, show them where to go if they need adult health screenings, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah. And there's free food. Angela.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Everyone. So the first 250 people receive free lunch. Boys and Girls Club is bringing their food truck. And I am feeding everyone. So we hope everyone will show up and enjoy some lunch and some health screenings.
So awesome. What better way? Go get a free lunch with the Boys and Girls Club food truck, which is awesome. And then you can save $70 on the sports physical. Take care of your own needs as the parent and or grandparent, and possibly win some money or get your COVID booster, and Lisa's going to give you $50.
Absolutely.
So win-win. All right. I'm going to real quick. I can see the sponsors, obviously Cleveland Clinic, Hands, FAU, Care Bag. And if Care Bag is going to be there, I'm sure that she's bringing her mobile showers, which is a very cool thing. Children's Services Council and the Boys and Girls Club and somebody else. Oh, and the church itself, the Treasure Coast Church of God. Well, thank you all for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We hope you get a big turnout. I encourage everybody, if you're like, Sean, my kids are all grown, I don't need this. Maybe you need it for yourself, but more importantly, pass it on to a neighbor, congregation member, coworker. Again, just to save them money on that sports physicals, because the timing's perfect, because it's right before school starts.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you, Angela, Lisa, Dr. Harris, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Jessica, for pinch hitting, or, you know, this might be a permanent job if you want it. Don't tell Ashley that. All right.
I don't know how Ashley would feel about that.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. A reminder that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame. And just in case you can't make it, you can also find the podcast version of the show. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council on your favorite podcast app. We come here every Sunday. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.